Right now, a broadcast partner par excellence, a man who helps us look at many geopolitical activities across the world. We're talking about Ken Timmerman. He writes for Newsmax. And by the way, Newsmax.com is a location where you can see all of his articles. If I believe you go there and just put up in the search the site Ken Timmerman, it'll take you to a page that has the latest articles that Ken has done. In addition to that, he's an author. He has written an excellent book, St. Peter's Bones, available at our website, also at KenTimmerman.com, Amazon.com. You can find it. It'll be a very important book that you want to try to read through. It's dealing from a fictional perspective the persecution of the Christian community throughout the entire Middle East. Ken, thank you very much for being available. And I know you're off to France within a couple of hours, but thank you very much for being available to us.
Well, Jimmy, it's my pleasure, and it's always an honor to be on your show. It's a terrific show, and I enjoy it.
Thank you so very, very much. There's a report out that the Iranian government has produced a film. I'm not sure if it's a propaganda piece, if it's a part of the government's plan to excite the world about the coming Mahdi. Now, Arabic, that word means Messiah. He's to be the 12th Imam coming out of Iran, I do believe. I want to get the details from you. But first of all, I do believe you have been able to see this film. Tell us, do you believe it's authentic? Is the Iranian government putting this out?
Absolutely, Jimmy. There's no question about it. This is a film that is aimed first of all, the faithful inside Iran, but more importantly, it will soon be coming out in an Arabic translation and be distributed throughout the Muslim Middle East in Arabic. It's called The Coming is Upon Us, and it attempts to use classical hadith, in other words, Islamic scripture, to paint a prophetic picture of the end times that neatly dovetails with the version that the Iranian regime is trying to paint, namely that they are in a position right now, foretold by the Prophet Muhammad, to usher in the Mahdi, the victory of Islam over the entire world, and the utter destruction of the State of Israel.
Now, I know President Ahmadinejad of Iran believes that he is alive in the apocalyptic age, that indeed he believes he's the forerunner for this Mahdi. That is his philosophy of life and what drives him, basically. What about the Supreme Council, the Ayatollahs? Are they backing him on this?
Well, that's what's interesting here, Jimmy, is that Ayatollah Khamenei, who is the supreme leader, the top cleric in the regime in Iran, is absolutely behind this. This is his ideology as well. He, in fact, recently told one of his supporters, one of his close confidants, that he believed he would, in his lifetime, meet the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, and that he would give him the keys of Islam and the keys to the Iranian army so they would walk victorious or fight their way victorious into Jerusalem side by side with Hezbollah.
I want to talk about that invasion of Jerusalem in just a moment. But talk to those of us who may not quite understand Imam, number one, the 12th Imam, and the relationship to the Mahdi, the Messiah.
Well, there were 12 descendants of the Prophet, if you wish, according to Islamic doctrine. 11 of them are recognized by Sunnis. The 12th is recognized by the Shias. And occulted himself is the term that they use. In other words, went into hiding at the age of 5 and is reportedly sitting at the bottom of a well in Jamkaran outside of Tehran, and he's been there since 941 A.D. Now, Ahmadinejad is a devotee of the 12th Imam. I think we've probably mentioned this at some point on the show together, but when he first gathered his government together in August of 2005, Ahmadinejad circulated a contract with the 12th Imam. He had each of his cabinet ministers signed it, and then he appointed someone to go to Jamkaran and drop it to the bottom of the well so the 12th Imam would know that he had a partner in this world who was going to devote his government to hastening his return to the world.
So then the Islamic faith believes in resurrection. If this man has, from 5 years of age, been in a cave someplace, he's going to have to be resurrected. Is that what their thinking is?
No, I think they don't believe he's dead to start with. They use the term occulted, which means in hiding. So he is there in the bottom of a well. They believe he's in an adult form. They picture him frequently riding a white horse, at the head, leading Islamic armies on a white horse to victory against the infidels, meaning the Jews, the Christians, and everyone else. So this is part of Shiite doctrine, but interestingly, it's also shared by the Sunnis, and clearly the goal of the Iranian regime with this film, The Coming is Upon Us, is to wake up the masses throughout the Muslim Middle East and give them a clear message. We are preparing right now to attack the State of Israel. It's going to happen not just in your lifetime, it's going to happen very, very soon.
And by that attack, are they going to try to establish their caliphate there in Jerusalem? Is that the purpose, or what are they attacking Israel for?
They're attacking Israel to wipe it off the face of the map, to eradicate the Jews, and to reconquer what they call the Beit al-Muqaddas, which is the mosque at the site of the temple, on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. But no, the center of their new Islamic government will be in Iraq, in fact. That's what's foretold in the scripture. There's a whole series of scriptural prophecies that they dredge up in this film. It's pretty extraordinary, and they identify current political figures with these people in the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad. For example, they say the end time scenario will begin with the death of the King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. There will be revolts in Egypt and in Yemen, and it will end with Ahmadinejad and Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah leading the Muslim armies to conquer Jerusalem. They believe that Nasrallah is a mythical Muslim military leader named Yamani, in other words, the one who comes from Yemen. And then they remind people that, in fact, Nasrallah does indeed come from Yemen. His family, and I didn't know this, but his family came to Lebanon several decades ago from Yemen. So they are Muslim Shias from Yemen. So there's a whole string of these prophecies from the Quran and from the Hadith that they pulled together to demonstrate that Iran is the one. They are the people of the East that will rise up to conquer the world and establish the world imamate, in other words, the world government of the 12th Imam.
Why do they feel that they have to take out King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia? What part does he play in hindering their plan for the future?
Well, that's interesting. He is the trigger. His death is merely the trigger. It's a sign of the times. It's not so much that he stands in the way of what they're doing, but it is a sign of the end times, as is the revolt in Egypt, as is the revolt in Yemen today, and a number of other of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, the creation of the State of Israel in 1948. All of these together are signs of the end times in their particular scenario. And as I say, the Iranians have twisted this in a way to make themselves look good and to make it appear inevitable that Iran will be the center of world Islamic power and that their armies, together with Hezbollah, will conquer Jerusalem.
Ken, how long has this film been around? Is it a brand new production, or has it been around for a while?
It's a brand new production. It was produced by all intents and purposes by Ahmadinejad's own office, by his chief of staff, a guy named Mashai. They screened it to a select audience of top clerics about a week ago. They're preparing the Arabic translation to be distributed through mosques and Islamic centers around the Middle East. And this week it is being screened throughout Revolutionary Guards bases and Basij bases throughout Iran.
Now, when you say they're translating it into Arabic, that's because it was produced using the Persian language, the language of the Iranian people?
That's correct, although a lot of the songs that they use to illustrate their story are themselves already in Arabic. So they will be translating the dialogue, the narration in the movie. The original texts that they're quoting from in the Hadith are all in Arabic as well. So it's basically just the narration that they need to translate.
Now, I'm using this next term very carefully, but it's almost an evangelistic endeavor that they're entering into, wanting to get this film across the Arab world. And do you believe the Sunnis as well as the Shiites are going to receive this film with the excitement that they seem to have behind it?
Well, some of them may, but it's not evangelism as we know it, Jimmy. This is not, you know, they're not talking about biblical prophecy for clues to the exact date as to the second coming of Jesus, because they're certainly not trying to tell the faithful to prepare their souls for salvation, as Christians do. They're telling them to gird up their loins for the coming battle with the infidel. They're telling them to join the ranks of terrorist groups. They're telling them to come along with the Iranian army. They're telling them to oppose the Americans and the Jews and to kill them wherever they find them. It's a very, very different message than evangelists would put out.
Ken, I know that indeed you have been in that part of the world. You've covered the news coming out of Iran for a number of years. Do you think this is really a serious effort? And indeed, do they believe that the time is very close to the end?
I think this is tremendously serious. This is a very important film. It shows the clear intent of the Iranian regime, not just to attack Israel in some vague future date. They've given a deadline here. They say that the leadership of this Muslim military leader, who's Ahmadinejad, is clearly identified as Ahmadinejad in the film, he will set in motion the final days after he's been in power for 72 months. He will be in power for 72 months this June, okay, or this August, actually, this August. So this is coming up very, very soon.
Thank you so much, Ken, for covering something like this. By the way, the article that Ken wrote is at Newsmax.com. You can go there, put a search in the searching the site, and put a name, Ken Temmerman. You'll find his articles. We also had it available on our website earlier this week. It'll be in our resource center, our archives. You can read the article by Ken Temmerman. But we felt like before you left for your overseas trip, Ken, we needed to talk to you about this. Very, very important. We'll stay on top of this story with you. Thank you, my friend. Journey's mercies as you travel, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Jimmy, and thank you for covering this very important story.